Well, we really are blessed today because we begin our annual stewardship renewal. The 3 weeks that we take for our renewal begins today. And our readings today really encourage us to not only be good stewards of all that God has given us, but also to rejoice in the good stewardship of others. In the first reading, a young man approaches Moses and informs him that two guys named Eldad and Medad were prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, who is Moses' aide, he encourages Moses to stop these men. And what does Moses say? Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the people of the Lord were prophets. Would that the Lord might bestow his spirit on them all. And so essentially, Moses is telling his men to stop being jealous that others too have the gift of prophecy bestowed on them from the Lord. And a similar situation occurs in the gospel reading as John told Jesus about someone driving out demons in his name. And John explains that he tried to prevent him since the man wasn't one of them. And Jesus says, do not prevent him, for whoever is not against us is for us. Well, Eldad, Medad, and the man driving out demons were all doing the work of God. They had been entrusted with a gift and used it to glorify the Lord. Joshua and John, on the other hand, should have responded in joy and appreciation of another's gifts and talents. Well, if we apply this scenario to ourselves, we might find it very relatable. For instance, we oftentimes look at another's strengths as our weakness, whether it be in parish life or in school or in the workforce or in an office or even in our own families. We're left with a bitter heart and a negative attitude when we become jealous of another. And when we view others in this light, we not only diminish their good works, but also overlook the gifts that God has given to them and us. Jealousy is never a good thing. You know, we do not live for this life, but for the next life, to be with God forever in heaven. We cannot take our fancy pair of shoes, our newly renovated house, or our bank accounts, as much as I would try to, but we can't take our bank accounts to heaven either. But what we do take is our heart. So, how do we prepare for eternal life? Well, it simply starts with being a good steward of what God has given us. It is not bad to have those things, the nice things in life. That's not bad at all, as long as we don't let them rule our hearts. Rather, we're called to share what God has entrusted to us. God has given us time. Every person on earth gets 1,440 minutes every day as a gift from God. God has given us countless talents and numerous treasures. Are we using them for His glory? When we witness other people in our lives using God's gifts given to them, instead of becoming jealous or critical, we should say a prayer and reflect on what God has gifted you and how you can offer what you have to Him. Well, let's change a little bit now to get more focused on the renewal itself. The theme for this year's renewal is stewardship, a path to holiness. A path to holiness. That's what it's all about. That's what stewardship as a way of life is all about. It's a path to holiness. Have you ever had the experience of going to the beach and finding the perfect spot to place your blanket and beach chair? The sun is shining, the sand is warm beneath your toes, you decide to go wading into the cool water, and you head straight in a straight path into the water from your spot on the beach, and after a few minutes of splashing around in the waves, you decide to head back to your blanket and beach chair, only to realize that what happened? Well, you've drifted far down from the shore, down the shore from where you originally started. Well, this can happen in our spiritual lives as well. Without realizing it, the tide of daily life, the unexpected things that come into our life, the crises and disappointments, as well as all of the nice things, but also just kind of the monotony of day-to-day life, all of these things can gradually carry us adrift from where we would, where we intended to be. And so what can we do? Well, we take stock every year, very intentionally and regularly. We take stock of ourselves and see where we may have drifted, and to ask the Holy Spirit to show us the particular ways he's calling us to realign our priorities in life, so that each area of our lives, our time, our talent, and our treasure are once again put to use, to good use, as grateful gifts for our loving God. So our annual renewal is a powerful moment in the life of our parish, and for each of us personally as well, to do just this, to take stock. There are many ways to approach the renewal this season, of the renewal season, that is, for this year. You could choose to sit on the sidelines and not commit to anything, because, you know, it does take a kind of leap of faith and a bit of courage to make a commitment of 1 year of time and talent and treasure. Or you could simply go through the motions and check off a few things on your commitment card, and that way you kind of get it over with. Or you could make this year the year that you really turn yourself and your life over to the Holy Spirit. The stewardship materials, the packet that we always get, has already been mailed out. I got mine, I think, on Thursday. It's a Thursday or Friday, and so perhaps many of you did too. If you haven't, you should get it this week. And inside there is a nice thing, a letter from me, a description of our parish, a description of all of the ministries, as well as some other things. Well, I urge you to take all of those materials and to read them carefully, and to pray for guidance as to what you are being called to make a commitment to for this coming year, and then respond and see how your life changes over the next 12 months. Because I guarantee you that you will get out of the renewal what you choose to put into the renewal. I invite you to not let the tides of life allow you to drift, but go instead prayerfully where the winds of the Holy Spirit lead you, and to see what happens to your life, your family, and our parish. So just a few things of what is going to happen, especially if you're new to the renewal. You've received the renewal pack, of course, packet in the mail, and I ask you to look through that. Then next Sunday, a parishioner will share a lay witness about their journey, stewardship journey, after my homily. And then the third week is our commitment Sunday or Saturday. And that's when we ask all families or individuals to bring your commitment card back to church and put it into the collection basket. Or you'll have time to fill it out during the Mass, during the renewal homily. And you'll also, you can return that by mail or just drop it off at the parish office. Or you can go online at our website and you can complete your commitment card there. And so this is a special time, a holy time for our parish. And let us keep each other in our prayers as we go through this year's renewal. Now next we're going to, I just want to put in a reminder too. This Friday is the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, so I know at both of my parishes at Mount Carmel and here at Immaculate, we're blessing pets. At Mount Carmel, I forgot, it might be on Saturday, I don't know, I can't keep up with myself these days, but here at Immaculate, we're going to do that on Friday evening at 6 o'clock. Deacon John's going to bless the pets. The four-legged ones, please, or the ones that fly, and or crawl, I guess, if you bring snakes. But anyways, that'll be at 6 o'clock in front of St. Joseph Hall with Deacon John. Also, we're going to do the creed now, and then afterwards, we're going to install, I believe, two people as extraordinary ministers of the Eucharist.